Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ is in Grand Junction, Colorado at a Monster Truck Show. MonsterTRUX.com is where to read all about it. We're standing beside Austin Tweedy, a second-generation Monster truck driver. Austin, welcome to Grand Junction, Colorado, at a pre-show and a pit party before competition.
Well, I appreciate you having us out, man. This is the scenery out here is gorgeous, a little bit different than what I'm used to just east of Dallas. I plan on staying here a little longer than just Saturday. We'll get to really go out and see what Grand Junction has to offer, but thanks for having us.
Oh, absolutely. So you travel the country and your dad has traveled the country. For those listening, tell us what's going on right now and what's a pit party.
Well, right now we're hanging out, we're signing autographs, we're taking pictures. You know, you got just somebody just a few minutes ago, a kid walked up to me and was saying, you know, I watch you guys on TV, you know, and I got cartoons of y'all. And so that means a lot to us. You know, this racing is obviously in my blood, like you said, second generation driver. My dad's drove Bigfoot for a long time, and entering my rookie season, I'm getting a handle on things. There's some do's and some don'ts. You learn that real quick. But I'm excited. I'm having fun.
Yes, sir. For those that may have never seen a monster truck, what is it?
Well, you're looking at a custom chassis, custom tube chassis, you know, not like a typical straight frame that you see on a pickup truck. You're looking at a big block Chevrolet motor with the biggest tires you could put on a vehicle, essentially. You got 66-inch ag tires. They were originally intended for farm use. Now we're using them to race with. And this is what happens. The truck that I'm driving has a custom fiberglass body. It looks like an alligator.
And tell us about what's under the hood. I mean, it's nothing less than a bunny car motor in a monster truck.
Let's just say it makes loud noises. We're looking at a 540 cubic inch big block based off a Chevrolet engine. We're looking at an 871 blower, putting out about 1,500 horsepower. That's what we like to tell people. It's a little bit less than that, around, I think, 1,479.
You got to get quite a great feeling when you put the pedal to the metal with 1,500 horses, baby.
Well, you do. There's nothing else like it. You know, I try to keep up with Supercross. I'm not a huge NASCAR guy, but there's just something about this that gets that ticker going. And hopefully I'm doing this for a long time.
Well, there's a lot to it. First of all, they're big. I mean, it's not like driving a motorcycle or something that you can see around you. You're in a Hans device, so you're facing straight ahead, and they're big. Yet you're required to know where every inch of this machine is.
Well, you hit the nail right on the head. When you're locked in, when you're strapped in as tight as you can be, you got, like you said, the Hans device, that's essentially our neck brace. You can only see straight forward. There's no turning your head. That'd be extremely dangerous to run like that. So we have very limited visibility out of these trucks, but that's also a huge part is that everybody behind the scenes, why we take it so seriously with the remote ignition interrupters and keeping this sport safe. We got guys on all corners watching the truck at all times from different angles of the track. We still believe that monster trucks is the safest motorsport out there for that reason alone.
It's not just here Saturday night for 2 hours. There's a little more to this week than that.
Made a 17-hour trip all the way out here. 17 hours nonstop, stop at the truck stop, grab some food, use the bathroom, and get back on the road. And I'm not gonna lie, the drive from Minnesota to Grand Junction was absolutely gorgeous. A lot of pretty mountains, snow-covered hills. We enjoy it though. You know, and with this job comes traveling, so you got to spend some time away, and that's definitely the worst part of this job. Other than that, I wouldn't trade this for anything else.
Yes, sir. How do you think you have a leg up being a second generation?
I like to think I do anyways. I think it's given me an advantage coming in and immediately doing shows right away, you know. And
that's words of our champion this week, the driver of the Boss Gator at a monster truck show, trucks with a TRUX.com in Grand Junction, Colorado, on a beautiful Saturday night on an Easter weekend. God bless you and your family.
Right back at you. Thanks, boss.
Episodes of this program may be heard on RandyTaylorAnnouncer.com. Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler. Long live Cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.